This show is part of the Modern Witch Podcast Network. For more shows like it, visit www.modernwitch.com.
Only on the Modern Witch Network. Welcome to Witch Power Daily, your daily dose of practical magic to sharpen our minds, elevate our spirits, and deepen our magical power. The veil is lifted. Let the secrets be revealed. Join me between the worlds. Our magic starts now. Hello, witches. Thank you for joining me for another installment of Witch Power Daily. I am your guide, Storm Fairywolf. Last time, we worked with the element of ether in the final segment of our five-part series on the elements. If you are not familiar with that work, you should listen to and perform the exercises given in episode 17 through 21, along with that in episode 8, Anchoring Your Witch Power, episode 10, External Banishing, and episode 11, Directing Energy, as the work given in those episodes will all be referenced in today's installment. Today, we bring this all together in the casting of a magic circle. The magic circle serves multiple purposes to the practitioner, being both a protective barrier to potentially hostile outside forces, as well as being a focusing lens through which our magical intentions are able to gain intensity and direction. There are many different valid ways of casting a circle. The important thing is to respect the circle as a boundary, taking care not to cross the threshold once cast, or at least performing a ritual action to open and close a doorway should the need arise. The circle is a form created by the witch's power, and it exists primarily on the astral plane. Honoring the boundary in the physical world reinforces its reality to our deepest self, which then lends its power to the astral form. In the Northern Hemisphere, circles are usually cast clockwise, considered to be a direction signifying increase and growth, while workings of a baneful or destructive nature are cast counterclockwise. This, of course, is completely reversed in the Southern Hemisphere. As always, use what method works best for you for where you live. Since I am in the North, I will be using that model to lead this exercise. Make whatever internal translations you need. While the ritual casting of a circle usually, but not always, involves the use of the blade or wand, for this exercise, we will rely on our witch power and concentration alone. Once we have become proficient in performing it this way, we may add on the using of a ritual tool and physically circumambulating the area. A future episode, I suppose. Power is willed into the form of a circle that encompasses the working area. This is done by focused imagination, willing into existence a circle of light that is mentally and spiritually drawn around the area. Once it is completed, this two-dimensional circle is transformed into a three-dimensional sphere. A magic circle can be very similar to a personal shield, though expanded to include a larger area and potentially other people. It can shield and protect us while we do our magical work. It can help us go unnoticed by prying eyes. And it can act as both a psychic energy enhancer and collector. It is said that when we are in a magic circle, we are between the worlds, meaning we occupy a liminal space between the world of everyday reality, jobs, family, friends, television, and the world of the mysterious and the unseen, the world of spirits, gods, and magic. Operating from this space in between, we can act as mediators, allowing the spiritual world to affect the material world and vice versa. Okay, how about we get into it, shall we? You will need to have a space to cast your circle where it won't be blocked by objects or furniture. Just beyond your arm's reach will suffice. If you are sitting at a table or altar, then make sure there is enough space to completely include it in the circle. Get a candle, and we shall begin. Breathe deep, and allow the tension to flow from you. Allow yourself to fall into a deep, aligned, meditative state. Light the candle and anchor your power. Be aware of the north, the place of earth, the place of growth and manifestation. Here is where we will begin and end the casting of our circle. Breathe deep and draw the power of your divine self inside of you. Imagine yourself shining with this power. Breathe deep and project your power outward to banish the energies in the north. Turn your attention to the east. Breathe deep and project your power outward to banish the energies in the east. Turn your attention to the south. Breathe deep and project your power outward to banish the energies there. Turn your attention to the west. Breathe deep and perform the banishing. Return to the north, and then turn your attention skyward. Banish the energies above you. Turn your attentions below, and perform the banishing. Again, focusing on the north, breathe deep and will a pinpoint of your inner power to project out of you and into a northern area of your immediate environment, just beyond your arm's reach, and hovering in the air at about eye level. Imagine it like a flame. It can be whatever color you wish. Imagine it however best you can, in whatever ways you can. Imagine you can breathe through this point of flame, so that with each breath it becomes stronger and brighter. Say, by forest dark and standing stone. Now, imagine you can control this flame. Take a deep breath and slowly move it, bending in an arc to the right toward the east. The point of flame leaves a razor-thin trail of fire in its wake, coming to rest in the east, say, by rushing wind and life's first breath. Will the point to arc over to the south, leaving a trail, and coming to rest. Say, by flame that burns the flesh to bone. Will the point to arc over to the west, leaving a trail, and coming to rest. Say, by ancient sea of life and death. Will the point to arc back over to the north, completing the circle. Imagine this glowing ring of fire, hovering at about eye level all around you. Say, is this circle made? Now, take a deep breath and be aware of the stars above. Imagine the circle forming into a dome of flame above you. Say, by the stars above. Breathe deep and open yourself to the spirits of land beneath you and the dead. The circle extends like a dome of fire beneath you. Say, by bones below. Place both hands on your heart center. Feel how you stand in the perfect center of what is now a solid, shining sphere of flame. Say, by heart within. I am between the worlds. And what is between the worlds affects all the worlds. Breathe deep. Just notice how you feel here. In this space, you are aligned and anchored. In this space, you are strong and protected. In this space, your intentions are magnified. In this space, your psychic abilities are heightened. Just take a few moments now to feel your magic circle. Now, it is time to return to the mundane world. Breathe deep and imagine that you can feel how the sphere opens at both the top and bottom and then begins to melt back into the ring of fire. Breathe deep. Feel the flame of the sphere melting back into that ring, that circle. Feel it hovering at eye level. Breathe deep. Imagine you will an opening to form in the ring in the north. Breathe deep, and that gap opens further toward the west. Imagine the ring of flame gathering itself up. Breathe deep. It opens toward the south. Opens toward the east. The flame returning to a single point in the north, hovering before you. With three breaths, call this power into your body, into your heart center, and then move it down into that space beneath your navel. Three breaths now. The circle is open. Return to normal awareness. It is done. A circle can be erected either by physically circumambulating the area with a ritual tool or by exerting your magical will. Whenever you feel the need to focus your magical work or when you feel you are in need of protection. While not necessary for performing all magic, it is an excellent practice to get into regularly, as each time a circle is cast, they get stronger. I often perform a casting of a circle in my own daily practice and have found it to be quite helpful. Not just for casting strong and effective circles, but also for focusing my other work, making it more potent and effective overall. But as always, your mileage may vary. Experiment with it and see what works best for you. To learn more about witchcraft, magic, and the occult, visit modernwitch.com. From there, you can check out our other podcasts and shows, sign up for our Patreon, learn more about our online school, Modern Witch University, and even purchase Modern Witch brand merch. Thank you for joining me as we embark on this magical journey together. Until next time, I'm Storm Fairywolf, and remember to feed your power.